been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the live edition, the January 28th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, last week we started off on a cranky note, the day after Martin Luther King Day. Today, on Monday, we have a grumpy market so far this morning. Right now, let's see, where are we at? We are down 346 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 stocks. That's a 1.4% drop. That puts the Dow at 24,390. The S&P also in a foul mood today, down 1.2%. That's a drop of 32 points to 26,33. The NASDAQ is down 107 points. That's doing worst of all. NVIDIA pretty much behind that move downwards. There's about three stocks that we're going to point to today. The NASDAQ down 107. It's at 7,058. The small caps are down about 1% today. There's that link to crude oil, although I don't think crude oil has much to do with this today. Crude oil down $1.70 per barrel. Gold is liking what it sees today. Gold broke out on Friday. Did anybody notice that? A huge breakout for gold and silver on Friday. Gold's up another $1.40 today to $12.99, threatening to break through that $1,300 level. Silver's down 4 cents to 15.66. The VIX is up 14% today after really quieting down recently, in the 10-year at 2.75%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, with a presence all across America, from sea to shining sea. We can take care of you if you are interested in talking to us about our money management services. Well, I think you could sum it up here with three stocks that, we'll throw in the situation, a slowing economy in China. But if you want to look at the three stocks that are pretty much the culprits here this morning, Caterpillar, a big drag on the Dow. They had a pretty sizable miss, which shouldn't really surprise anybody. I do not own Caterpillar. Caterpillar does about 20% of their business in China. And we know what is going on in China. Then you have the dam collapse. No, I'm not using a bad word. It's the dam collapse down in Brazil, which killed 62 people. That dam, the finger of blame being pointed at Vale, which is the company that owns that dam. It's on a river where they do a lot of mining down in Brazil. Vale is a Brazilian company. Vale was down big time on Friday. It's down another 17% today. This is no small company. Vale was an $80 billion company last Friday. Today it's a $62 billion company. And that's really hitting the materials sector. And thirdly, NVIDIA, with a major warning. Now, it's funny because last week it was the chip stocks, the semiconductor stocks, that were leading the charge of the NASDAQ. And NVIDIA, one of the faces of the semiconductor/chip industry, today it's one of the faces leading the charge back down the hill as NVIDIA comes up with a big earnings warning. Well, the government's reopened. That's not helping today, is it? Dow down 343, but it did open. They did come up with a three-week deal. A three-week deal. The wall is obviously the sticking point. The cement wall is off the table. Now it's a metal wall, a steel wall that you can see through with slats that you can't fit through, but you can see through so the Border Patrol could see what's going on the other side. That's still not going to cut the mustard with Colonel Mustard. That is Nancy Pelosi and also Chuck Schumer. But at least for 3 weeks, we have a little bit of a grace period. I don't think Trump's going to back down. I don't think Pelosi and Schumer are going to back down. It looks to me like this is going to the Supreme Court through a national emergency declaration, which will be challenged. The Ninth Circuit of Appeals out in the California area, that's where it will go. And it will eventually wind up in the Supreme Court, where I think it would be hard to say that we don't have a national emergency at our border. I came from a border state. I left a border state. I've watched what has gone on down there for years and years and years. So anyways, we've got a three-week reprise now on the government reopening. Well, last week we finished off on a very strong note. I think that's important to always remember where we were on Friday at the close. We had a really good day on Friday. The small caps were on fire. The NASDAQ was on fire, even though we're giving it all up today. The chip stocks were, in fact, the Philly Semiconductor Index was up 2.3% on Friday. That's compared to a 1.4% gain for the tech sector. Now today, all right, it's just the opposite. The semiconductor sector is down more. Let's see, the chip sector today is down 1.8%. The NASDAQ's down about 1.4%. That's mostly NVIDIA, but there were a lot of chip stocks breaking out on Friday. I looked at a lot of charts over the weekend, off and on. Maxim, AMD, Teradyne, Lam Research, STM Electronics, Xilinx, ASM Lithography, which I think I pointed out in my newsletter over the weekend. Micron had a big boost on Friday. Analog Devices, Cirrus Logic, all the usual suspects. The only exception last week was Intel, which was down on an earnings miss. But the semiconductors really were on fire last week. And today, NVIDIA, let's see where it's at right now. You know, I have never been a big fan of NVIDIA for the last couple of years because I know a lot of their business was tied to cryptocurrency and the mining of bitcoins, which has gone pretty much by the wayside, along with the price of bitcoin. NVIDIA right now down $24 per share. It's down 15%. They cut their Q4 guidance on weaker sales of their gaming and data center platforms. Well, actually, nothing being said about the cryptocurrency mining platforms. The company blames deteriorating macro conditions, particularly in China. Imagine that, for customers delaying orders. The CEO says Q4 was an extraordinary, unusually turbulent, and disappointing quarter. Well, it was for most investors. Looking forward, we are confident in our strategies and growth drivers. But a major warning from NVIDIA, and that is sending the chip stocks south today. Intel down 1.5%, AMD down 6%, Micron down 5%, pretty much giving up what they lost and maybe and then some on what they gained on Friday. Lam Research down 3%, Applied Materials down 3%. So and of course it's also spreading to the rest of the tech sector, which really finished off the week on a high note last week. Well, what else do we have going on? Global stocks lower. We have a Fed meeting this week. What will the Fed do? I don't think the Fed will do anything. It's more about what the Fed will say. The Fed worry seems to be off the table for now. In fact, a lot of folks expecting zero interest rate hikes in 2019. And it has been pretty obvious that the Fed has taken a little different tact here from, well, we need to get back to normalization. We're still a long ways from normalization. Now all of a sudden, they're there. Everything's normal at the Fed. Well, that at least is a worry taken off the table. But guess what? Wait till you hear the lineup of companies that are lined up on the runway to report earnings this week. This is Bill Gunderson. It's all about earnings. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if you're a worrier, pull out your pen or pencil and write down the following things. Here's what you can worry about this week, okay? A key vote on Brexit, all right? That affects the whole Eurozone and the UK and world global trade, obviously. Oh, boy, we've got the U.S.-China trade talks. You know, this isn't the AAA team or the AA team or the single-A team. These are the big guys. These are the owners of the teams going at it. You've got President Xi of China meeting with President Trump in Washington, D.C. this week. Nibble on your fingernails over that one. Okay, well, we're not done yet. You've got a Federal Reserve policy decision this week. Do you have any fingernails left? Well, now we take a look at the companies that will be reporting. This is the week. This is the biggest week. This is a very important week of earnings. Today we've already had Caterpillar, which is a member of the Dow. We've had a warning from NVIDIA, but it really heats up beginning tomorrow. On Tuesday, we get Biogen, Brinker International, Corning, Harley-Davidson, Lockheed Martin, 3M. We're going to hear from Minnesota, Pfizer, Verizon. Oh, and let's not forget that little company in Cupertino called Apple. They'll report tomorrow. They've already guided down. I got a hunch they're going to beat their earnings tomorrow. We'll get one of the big winners of last year, Align Technology, which pretty much disrupted the braces business and the orthodontics model. Amgen will report tomorrow. AMD, a very important chip stock. eBay and Illumina, that's Tuesday. Now we go to Wednesday. We get Anthem, Boeing, Alibaba, McDonald's, AT&T, Facebook, a little company named Microsoft, ServiceNow, PayPal, Qualcomm, Tesla, and Visa. Oh boy, Wednesday's a big day. But let's not forget Thursday, we're in a Biomed, General Electric, MasterCard, Altria, UPS. Ever hear of a company called Amazon? They will have a big report, an Amazon report on Thursday, and Edwards Life Sciences on Thursday. On Friday, things start to wind down, but there's still some heavyweights that will report. Chevron, Honeywell, IDEX Labs, Merck, and Exxon. Okay, there we go. So a very big week of earnings. Now, I think it's appropriate at this point in time to see how earnings season is progressing so far here, as we are now 4 weeks into a new year, and we have, I want to say 21%. Let's see. No, 22% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings. That's about 110 companies out of 500. This week, we'll get 126 companies in the S&P 500. I just listed some of the heavyweights that will report earnings. As of Friday, analysts are now projecting earnings growth of 10.9%. Now, that's up a little bit. Earnings have been revised just a little bit higher. But if we go back to September 30th of last year, this quarter was expected to be 16.7% growth. And right now it's looking more like 10.9%. The current forward PE of the S&P went from 15.3 to 15.4 last week. The five-year average is 16.4. So I don't want to hear this market is expensive. That's not the truth. Doesn't match what the actual numbers suggest. The five-year average forward PE of the S&P has been 16.4. We're currently trading at 15.4. Now, you could probably take a tenth of a point off today, or maybe even two-tenths, maybe 20 basis points. Maybe we're at 15.2 after today's drop. And again, we will have 126 companies in the S&P will report earnings this week. Now, here's where I get really nervous. Okay, here's where I start to chew on my fingernails. This quarter that we're currently in, and we're already 4 weeks deep into this quarter, the projections for growth have continued to drop for this current quarter we're in. Now, remember, the quarter that's being reported was the one that ended on December 31st. This quarter will end on March 31st, and then it takes a couple of weeks for them to count the beans and get the beans together and sort the beans out, the red beans from the blue or from the black beans. This quarter is expected to be less than 1% growth in earnings versus the same quarter last year. So it would not take much for this quarter that is now underway. It's a work in progress for this quarter to actually go negative. What would that do to the market? And the quarter after this, which will begin on April 1st, is only expected to be 2.4%. That's because the comparisons are very high. We're now starting to compare quarters with the ones that were impacted by the tax cuts. And I know there's one big firm out there that thinks we're going to have two quarters in a row of negative growth in the S&P 500. Now, right now the analysts aren't calling for that, but those margins are very slim. And they could change drastically. Now, let's just take a look for the entire year. 2019, analysts are projecting earnings growth of 6.3% in 2019 and revenue growth of 5.2%. Well, that wouldn't be so bad. I mean, if you take the backdrop of a fairly inexpensive market right now, with a forward PE somewhere in the 15.2 range, and now you have a Fed that is backing off, maybe for the entire year, and if there could be some kind of a resolution from the China spat with the U.S. sooner rather than later, we could end up having a pretty good year here in 2019. That's a lot of what-ifs. But I think those what-ifs are possible. A lot more news on the market when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I think it's appropriate here to take the temperature of the market. We're 4 weeks into a new year. The market moves along with or without us. As of last Friday, you'd have to say we have a pretty good start to 2019, as the S&P 500, as of last Friday, was up 6.3% year to date. Now, with today's move, it's more like 5.2% year to date. And again, the forward PE of the market is about 15.2, which is pretty reasonable, especially if the Fed is intending to back off here in 2019. Now, as of Friday, the Dow was up about 6%. It's getting hit today for 1.2, so it's now up about 4.8% year to date. The NASDAQ, out of the gate pretty fast here in 2019. The NASDAQ up about 6.5%, maybe just a little less than that, given today's drop in the NASDAQ. But it's had a good start to 2019. The S&P 600 small cap index, as of Friday, up 9% for the year. Small caps off to a very good start. I have increased my exposure to the small cap index, which was down 9.8% last year. But so far this year, it's already up 9%. The mid caps also off to a good start. 2019, U.S. mid caps up 9.3% after a 12.7% drubbing in 2019. The world stock market, the total world stock index, which is a gigantic Vanguard ETF, up 6.6%. That's another big difference between this year and last year, is the re-emergence of the emerging markets, which are up 7.6% year to date. I measure them with VWO, another mammoth ETF that's run by Vanguard. The emerging markets I avoided last year. The emerging markets were down 17% in 2018. So far this year, they're up 7.6%, and I do have exposure once again to the emerging markets in my Best Funds Now portfolio. Europe, which got taken apart last year, down 17.8% in 2018. Europe is up 5.8% this year. I still don't like the prospects of that slowing economy in Europe, and the fact that they continue to rely on monetary policy and quantitative easing. China has really turned around, and I showed it in the charts also over the weekend. I hope you go through those charts. I give my technical read on many of the major asset classes and indexes around the world, and I said, look how China has reversed from a downtrend in 2018 to an uptrend. That's major here in 2019. China was down 15.3% last year, and so far this year, it's up about 8%. That's a major, major turnaround. What's the leading index so far in 2019? Brazil, with their new leader down there. Brazil up 14.7% so far this year. It's the number one index in the world. Bitcoin continues to sink. After being down 71% last year, it's already down another 6.5% this year. The bond market is down so far this year. If you were in the bond market last year, you were down anywhere from 1 to 7%, somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on the quality of the bonds, the duration of the bonds. The junk bond index was down 7% last year, And the long bond U.S. Treasury was down 4% last year. So far this year, the long bond down 0.8%, and the 10-year ETF that buys 10-year treasuries is down 0.4%. So the bond market out of the gate with negative numbers. The dollar is steady this year so far. That's helping emerging markets. That's helping precious metals. That's helping multinationals, although it's not helping Caterpillar today. The U.S. dollar was up 6% last year, and that hurt the market last year. In fact, a lot of the downward movement in the Dow, look at the Dow last year. The Dow was down about 6%, and guess what? The dollar was up 6%. A strong dollar, not real good for the Dow stocks. The dollar is starting to flatten off here, which is a bullish signal for stocks. Oil down 20% last year. Oil has really been volatile over the last several years. What hasn't been volatile? Oil was down 20% last year, and so far this year, oil's up 11.7%. And there's definitely a link there to the movement in the stock market with oil. Oil is tied to the China issue. And oil is also a commodity that is tied to the U.S. dollar. And lastly, gold is up 1.2% so far this year. Gold was down 1.4% last year. So you got a two-year return on gold of basically zero. Well, there's more pressure to get a deal for President Xi of China. Today we got more downbeat data for China's vast manufacturing sector. You know, that's the engine that drives the China economy. Industrial profits in December fell 2%. This is a top of a decline of 1.8% in November. This is the first contraction in profits in nearly 3 years. And it shows China's slowest economic growth in three decades. Okay, that's pretty significant. Now, of course, President Xi doesn't have to worry about getting reelected and little things like that. So there's not as much pressure. He can play the long game. But it would seem that the government of China would be pretty anxious to get this slowdown in their economy turned around. Well, while earnings are coming out at a rapid rate, we've got some big ones coming this week like Amazon and McDonald's and Facebook and PayPal, etc. We'll also hear about how our GDP did, gross domestic product, in the fourth quarter of 2019. Right now, the Atlanta Fed is at 2.7%. They trimmed it a little bit more as the housing market continues to decline. Well, people are going back into equity mutual funds. Retail investors get back into equity mutual funds in January after pulling money out in December. The U.S. equity mutual funds took in an estimated $3.4 billion in January. That was their first monthly inflow since February of 2015. People getting back into the market. And we've seen that, obviously, here in market action. One of the other indicators that a lot of folks watch for the economy, global shipping rates. Have you shipped a container to China lately? Well, the price has been dropping. The Baltic Dry Index has dropped by 47%. So it's a good time. If you got a container in your backyard that you need to ship to China, call up a trucker and get it hauled over there to the dock. We got one right here in South Carolina. They'll haul it for you to China. Dry bulk rates down 47% since mid-2018. So, yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. There needs to be something. Somebody's got to give here in these big trade talks this week coming up. A lot of action down in Venezuela, obviously. Maybe it's the end of Nicolas Maduro. Russia loves the guy, you know. We don't like the guy so much. China's got his back, and China's got a lot of investments there in Venezuela. And the U.S. would just as soon see Maduro out the door. All right, my featured stock of the day when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Wow, we've been busy so far this year at Gunderson Capital Management. Edie is our appointment setter. She's out in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I'll be on March the 16th at the annual Financial Fest at the Embassy Suites in near downtown Scottsdale. And we've got I've got Scott Waddell out in California, handling much of the West Coast. He is a financial planner also, with 13 years of experience at Merrill Lynch. And Bart Bailey, the new member of the team, he's headquartered in one of our – we just love the folks there in St. Paul, Minnesota. I love going there every year. He's handling Atlanta, Sarasota, and Minnesota – Warmy right now. And Dallas, we just kind of break that up right now. Obviously, we're looking to fill some holes in our company, but we're able to handle it here. Gunderson is on the case, as they say, in the Paw Patrol. See, if you're a grandpa, you know all about Paw Patrol. Not Paw Patrol, but Paw Patrol. Chase is on the case. Anyways, I am the money manager. I love picking best stocks now. I love stuffing portfolios full of superior growth companies. Okay, we'll get to the featured stock of the day. Just a few other items here. The death toll from a dam owned by Vale, V-A-L-E, in rural Brazil is up to about 62 now. Vale has suspended their dividend. This almost sounds like a Pacific Gas and Electric story here. This could really, really hurt. Three judges have already frozen nearly $3 billion of Vale's assets to ensure it will be able to compensate victims and pay for the cleanup. This could be a very, very serious situation for Vale, a $62 billion company headquartered in Brazil. We may get a caffeinated run for president there, CEO Howard Schultz. I don't know if he'll offer a free latte in every dinner table or not, but he is considering a run. There is a precedence for billionaire businessmen, you know, running for president and having success of it. AbbVie does not see much growth this year. That stock down 7%. Rite Aid is considering a reverse split. And Amazon is dealing with Meritage Homes to put Alexa. Make that the home, the new home comes with all of the connected devices and Alexa. And you can go right in there and start ordering Amazon packages the first day in your new home. So why don't we make Amazon? They are going to report earnings Thursday. It's always a roll of the dice, a flip of the coin as to whether they'll beat, they'll come up short. Amazon has had some stinkers of earnings reports. They will report this Thursday. And they've had some that have knocked the ball out of the park. Well, let's take a look. Let's first begin with Amazon's performance. They get a performance grade of A. And here's why. Over the last 10 years, the stock has not been a stinker. 42% per year average returns, while the market has only delivered 12% per year. Amazon has lapped the S&P 500 3.5 times over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, Amazon has delivered an average return of 33% per year. Now, this is all capital appreciation. There is no dividend yield whatsoever involved in Amazon. Pure growth, 33% per year over the last 5 years, while the market 7.3. So it's lapped the market 4.5 times in the last 5 years. And in the last 3 years, Amazon has delivered 43% per year to the market's 11. It's almost lapped the market 4 times in the last 3 years. And over the last 12 months, Amazon's up 22.6%. The market is down 5.7. So it gets a performance grade of A. Now, the other half of the equation is valuation. With the pullback today, let's see how much Amazon is down today. It couldn't be down very much. And again, they will report earnings on Thursday. Amazon is down 2.6% today. So that puts it almost at 80% upside potential. Not too far from it. I have a 5-year target price of $2,900. Over the last 5 years, Amazon has been growing its earnings by 110% per year. That's probably the biggest growth of any company over the last 5 years as it relates to earnings. As of last Friday, Amazon was ranked out of 5,076, Amazon was ranked at number 167, made a big move upwards on Friday. That pushed it across that valuation line. That dropped it to number 403 overall. But Amazon is one of the B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database right now. And I currently own Amazon in both versions of my premier growth portfolio, both of the one that's very actively traded and the one that is more of a long-term gain, tax-advantaged, buy-and-hold type of strategy. Boy, those portfolios are out of the gate very quickly here in 2019. In fact, the buy-and-hold premier growth as of Friday, up 8.2% year-to-date. The Ultra Growth up 13.7% year-to-date. But I'm sure they're taking it on the chin a little bit here today. That's the trade-off. You got to be able to stomach the volatility along the way. Well, if you'd like to talk to us, if you would like to talk about financial planning, maybe you're getting ready to retire, maybe you are now retired, you want to protect and you want to still grow. It just depends on what your risk tolerance is, your risk aversion, your time frame, a lot of variables that we need to know. I've got the force that can do that. In the end, I'm the guy that ends up managing the money. Give us a call to set up an appointment, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST, or you can do it through the website at GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.